This Week in the Archdiocese of Milwaukee, featuring New Heart, New Spirit, with Father Don Hying, Rector of St. Francis de Sales Seminary.
This Week in the Archdiocese of Milwaukee is brought to you by American Landscape.
And now, Father Don Hying.
Good morning and welcome to New Heart, New Spirit, your connection to life at St. Francis de Sales Seminary. I'm Father Don Hying, Rector of the Seminary and host of this half-hour program. Thank you for joining us this morning. I'm with you talking about your seminary every other Friday morning on Relevant Radio. As you know, on opposite Fridays, Archbishop Jerome Lestecky's Living Our Faith show airs at this same time. So every Friday morning at 9:30 a.m., tune into Relevant Radio to hear the latest from your seminary and your archbishop. Last month, and you may have been here for it, last month the seminary had a great open house. We had almost 400 people here, and it was the day that there was a hailstorm right before the Mass started, but we had 300 people packed in the chapel, many of them young people coming from parishes. We had Mass, we had tours, we had raffle for an iPad. We had events scheduled around different volunteer activities here in the Archdiocese. It was a great opportunity for people to come and see the beauty, the history, and the spiritual power of what's going on here right on 3257 South Lake Drive at St. Francis de Sales Seminary. As you know, we have 33 seminarians in our priestly formation program this school year, and five of them are anticipating ordination to the priesthood in just 3 weeks. So please pray for them. They are your new priests, and they will serve this archdiocese for many years to come. I'm very proud of them and blessed to have been part of their formation. As they go forth from here, we certainly wish them the best as they begin living the adventure of priesthood. We really see it moving from being an idea in their heads to being a lived reality. And your prayers, your support of the seminary makes that dream a possibility for our wonderful young men. Today, I'm very happy to welcome to our show Bob Dolan of Dolan Productions. Bob's is a familiar name here in Milwaukee. He's been on television and radio in Milwaukee for nearly three decades. His brother is Archbishop.
You wouldn't have gone
there. His brother is Archbishop Timothy Dolan, and he is the co-host and producer of the Archdiocesan Living Our Faith television show, and now the Living Our Faith radio show that airs every other Friday here on Relevant Radio. Bob is also very well known to the seminary. He attends our events, has hosted our annual dinner in past years, and is just a great supporter, along with his wonderful wife, Beth. Two of Bob's most recent video projects are about seminary life, particularly the life of a seminarian studying abroad in Rome. So welcome, Bob. Thrilled to have you.
Thanks, Father. I'm joyful to be here. I'm not used to, you know, being on this side of the interview table.
Yeah, that's right.
So I prefer your side of the microphone than mine, so please don't turn a Geraldo Rivera on me and get too tough.
But you've lived an interesting life, and just life in broadcasting gives you a front row seat at the great pageant of humanity, I think. How did you get involved in broadcasting in the first place?
Well, like many teenage boys, Father, I thought I was going to be a baseball player. So I grew up with a great passion for sports, and then when I determined that I couldn't hit the curveball, I turned to what I thought was the next best thing. So instead of being an athlete, I decided to become a sportscaster.
Yeah, watch the athletes in
exactly.
Action,
right? You know, I thought what a great way to make a living is just covering all the baseball players and the football players. So I got into it almost by accident. It wasn't really a plan. But when I went to college for a year, our home, as you know, is St. Louis. So I went to a small college in St. Louis. And after a year, I left college just because of some family issues and some personal issues. Mm-hmm. So I left college and was fortunate enough to find a job right away in television in a small market in Decatur, Illinois. So I was in Decatur, Illinois for 3 years. And after that, I was offered a job here in Milwaukee. And pretty much for the last 30 years, I've been here.
That's amazing.
I enjoyed sportscasting. It was great. There comes a time, though, when I guess maybe you grow up, you mature, you realize that sports really isn't all that important, you know,
the big scheme of things.
Yeah,
right? I mean,
yeah.
God, you know, when ask us when, how many Packers games we
yeah,
went to.
Yeah, you know, you're 25. It's pretty cool. When you're right. 35 and 40, it's not longer. It's no longer that cool. So
you moved from temporal things to eternal things.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think it was a good move. yes. So from TV, I went to radio for 8 years, and then 4 years ago, I broke off on my own with the production company. And the production company was never intended to do strictly Catholic projects.
Okay.
It's turned out that way, and I'm glad it did, because I find myself growing a lot in my faith because of the projects I do.
Well, you think of the people you've met, the events you've covered, the issues you've talked about.
Sure, sure.
A lot of that obviously has to do with your brother, I'm sure, because he pulled you into a few projects here in Milwaukee.
Right? Who's that again? What's his name? You said in your kind introduction that I'm best known for my radio and TV. I may not be. I may be best known just because who my brother is.
Yeah, that's right.
But yeah, I mean, he got me involved in many of my initial projects. But since he's left for New York, you know, things have carried on quite nicely.
And what kind of projects have you been working on lately? Would you say?
The two most recent ones are perhaps the ones I'm most excited about. And back in October, I spent about 3 weeks in Rome. Now, you just got back from Rome.
I was just there last month with our men.
You were visiting the fine fellows from Milwaukee. How many do we have now there?
We have five. One newly ordained, finishing up, Father Johnny Burns, and then four more right behind him.
Right. One of the four right behind Johnny is a young man named Jacob Strand.
Who's Father Luke Strand's
younger brother. That's great.
What a
great family.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And then Vince is with the Jesuits.
That's right. Yes.
You can't get them all lucky, but we got two out of the three. Right?
See, many of my parents' friends, I'm going back 30 or 40 years now, but when my older brother, Tim, he knew all along that he was going to be a priest. I mean, he knew from first grade that he was going to be a priest. So, you know, I'm the next brother. I'm the next in line. Right. And there's 7 years in between Tim and I. So you know what question I got all the time. All the time, especially from the nuns at our grade school, Holy Infant in Baldwin, Missouri, was, well, Bob, are you going to be a priest? Mm-hmm. I got it constantly. So to see a family like the Strand family, where it's so prevalent, I know how special that is. And they're great men.
They are.
Luke and Jacob.
And if you ask the parents, what did they do to form them? They said nothing special. I mean, obviously went to Mass and prayed, lived a great family life, but never pushed them to do priesthood. You know?
So I got to know Jacob a little bit in Rome in October. Mm-hmm. I was sent to Rome for 3 weeks by EWTN. And we came home with 2 half-hour programs. All based at the North American College, the Pontifical North American College, which is where, you know better than I, many bishops and archbishops from around the country will send one or two men a year. I believe this year's enrollment at the NAC is about 250, which I think is the largest in history, so things are booming there. In the topic and the theme of the two shows, one is called Rookies in Rome. And Rookies in Rome is a show we found 6 first-year men. Over there, they're called new men. They're upperclassmen call them the new men, and they're referred to as the new men for their entire first year. And imagine, Father, the difficulty of literally being taken from your home, your family, your parish, your community, all the things that you're comfortable with, all the things that you love, all the things that you're familiar with, and all of a sudden you're in a new country, a new culture. You have to learn a new language. They go to class in Italian. So imagine that's, I mean, it's a great blessing to study in Rome, but it's also the first year or two is very, very tough.
Huge.
They're very
adaptation.
Homesick, yes.
Right.
So the first program that we did is called Rookies in Rome, and we sort of follow 6 of the new guys. We were there in October. They had only been there about 2 or 3 weeks. 6 of the new guys, as they become acclimated not only to the new seminary, but to Rome. They study in Rome. They also study Rome itself. So that's the first show. And we caught them at a perfect time because they were still filled with awe and amazement that they were there in the first place. Because it's a great honor that they're there.
It's looking at Rome through their eyes of wonder and amazement.
And at that stage, they're lost. They're truly lost. Mm-hmm. They don't know the language yet. They know just the basics.
Right.
And yet here they are sitting in the Gregorian University with students from all across the world trying to pick up a word or two in Italian that they can take home and mm-hmm. study. And it's very difficult, and it's mm-hmm. very stressful. Later on, it becomes less stressful mm-hmm. and very beneficial to them. So that's show number one. Six new guys. We found six guys from all around the country. One's from Atlanta. One's from Baltimore. One's from St. Cloud. So we try to pick a nice variety.
I remember reading a book called The New Men.
I remember that too. Yes.
So it's almost a book version of what you did
this
film, because the author lived at the Knack.
Yes, he did.
Followed six new men around, I think, for a year. And your brother was the rector.
He was the rector at the time. And I believe the author, was that Greg Burke? I think he was a writer for Time Magazine at the time when he wrote the book. It's a good book.
Yeah, it is.
And it's still timely. I think he wrote it about 15 years ago, mm-hmm. but it's still very timely because the challenges they faced back then are the same as the guys face now.
That's the first time I heard of your brother was in that
really?
Book. Yeah.
Really? Aha. Uh-huh.
So.
And if I remember correctly, the author certainly liked my brother, but also always referred to him as the cigar-smoking, beer-drinking, overeating rector, which is all true, but he sort of hammered home that point.
Rector has become archbishop, right,
yeah,
New York.
Yeah. So that's show number one, and then the other show we came home from Rome with is called Hours to Ordination, where it's sort of the opposite of the rookies in Rome. Now we follow six guys around who have been there for 3.5 years, and they're close to ordination, and all the things that Rome taught them, and how anxious they all are now to come home. They love Rome. Mm-hmm. But they love coming home more. And so that show focuses on these six as they prepare for ordination. So they're on EWTN. The first show, Rookies in Rome, debuts on Friday, May 20th, 5:30. And the other show, Hours of Ordination, debuts on Monday, May 23rd, also 5:30. They'll both get heavy play throughout mm-hmm. the summer, but those are the first two broadcasts.
Those sound like great shows. I mean, really two bookends of the seminary experience.
One
at the beginning, one at the end. You know, here's what somebody is experiencing, thinking, feeling when they come in. Here's what's going on as they come to the end of the process and look at ordination.
I can't tell you, Father. I mean, you've spent time at the North American. Mm-hmm. I cannot tell you how impressed I came away from Rome, but just about mm-hmm. The men that I got to know, but about the entire seminary culture. It's a great place. Mm-hmm. However, it's no greater than any other seminary that I've ever been a part of, yours included. Yeah. The seminary my brother went to in St. Louis, they're all great places with great brotherhood. Mm-hmm. And you walk, if you get to know any of these seminarians here, Rome, wherever, you really walk away with a great feeling of hope for the future.
They're outstanding young men. I mean, they're in the seminary post sex abuse crisis.
Yeah.
They're not naive. They know what's facing them. They know the challenges of the priest shortage. And still they're saying yes, and they want to give their lives to Christ and the church. I absolutely agree. I think, you know, the vision of Pope John Paul II in Pastores Dabo Vobis, which was his apostolic exhortation on seminary formation, has really trickled down to the grassroots. Mm-hmm. So I think every seminary, certainly in the English-speaking world anyway, is just really spot on in terms of formation today.
I think after spending time in Rome with these fellas and then the time I've spent here with your guys, I think this next generation of priests may be the best we've ever had. Mm-hmm. Secondly, I firmly believe that it's the most important generation of priests that we will ever have mm-hmm. just because of the issues that you just mentioned.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I mean, it's a pivotal moment in mm-hmm. the history of the church, and we need priests to lead the way,
mm-hmm.
you know, to renew the church, purify it, you know, help people to see the true face of the priesthood and the true face of Christ.
I mean, these are young men who are facing, you know, they're declaring their love of Christ and their desire to serve mm-hmm. Christ in front of a very critical world, mm-hmm. a very suspicious world, and yet they're all standing up and shouting it out as loud as they can.
Yeah, they're an amazing group.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've been to different seminaries, and I fully agree with you. Everywhere.
Yes.
They're just really good
You
guys.
Can't help but be uplifted when you're around them.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. we're going to be in good hands.
Yes,
for
we
years
are.
To come.
Yes, we are.
You're listening to New Heart, New Spirit, Your Connection to Life at St. Francis de Sales Seminary. You've been listening to Bob Dolan, who has joined us, talking about his a new broadcasting project. So we're taking a short break, and we'll be right back.
Warm summer sun, backyard gatherings, lush landscaping. Do you dream of turning your ordinary yard into a beautiful outdoor living space? American Landscape can make that dream happen. Serving Southeast Wisconsin since 1973 and family-owned, American Landscape can provide a variety of landscape services by certified professionals. For more information, go to RelevantRadioMilwaukee.com, keyword landscape. That's keyword landscape. American Landscape, a proud business supporter of Relevant Radio.
At Merle Norman, we're celebrating 80 years of beauty and the return of summer with a vibrant new color collection. From the beach to the boardroom, you'll find makeup for every day. Whether you dive into sea green, chill with violet ice, or make a pink escape, the mood for day is mix and play. Make an appointment for your free summer makeover and learn how to create dozens of looks creating our new color trios. You'll love what you see. There's more reason to celebrate. Right now, it's beauty bonus time at Merle Norman. It's free when you purchase two or more Merle Norman cosmetic products. Your new summer look, pro makeup tips, and a beauty bonus are available for you at Merle Norman, Brookfield Square. Beauty bonus free with the purchase of two or more Merle Norman cosmetic products. Cosmetic accessories not included. Offer valid while supplies last at participating Merle Norman cosmetic studios beginning May 2nd, 2011. Limit one per customer.
Dave, what are we going to do for Ashley's graduation party? I know I won't have time to prepare a spread for her celebration.
Many of my friends have gone to Bunzel's Old Fashioned Meat Market, located at 84th and Burleigh. Not only do they have a great meat market and deli, but they provide a great catering service.
Didn't Bunzel's Meat Market receive the award for Best Beef Jerky from the Milwaukee Magazine?
They sure did. I've heard visiting their store is like taking a step back in time. Great food and friendly service. Sounds like we better head over to Bunzel's. Whether you are planning a graduation party or a family get-together, Bunzel's offers a great meat and deli department and tantalizing buffet menus for any budget. Depending on your needs, they offer full-service catering, or you can have your party goods available for pickup. No matter the event, Bunzel's is sure to impress your guest. So head on over to Bunzel's Old Fashioned Meat Market on 84th at Burleigh in Wauwatosa. For more information, including weekly specials, visit Bunzel's on the web at Bunzel's.com. That's Bunzel's.com.
Mark your calendars. The next meeting of the Relevant Radio Business Association will be Thursday, May 19th at San Camillo Retirement Community in Milwaukee. This is the perfect opportunity to network with other Catholics in business in a supportive faith-based environment. Networking will begin at 7:30 a.m., followed by an enlightening presentation by representatives from Worldwide Marriage Encounter. National studies reveal that when employees have a happy home life, they're more productive and in better relationship with their fellow employees. Come discover how you can help your employees and boost productivity in the workplace. The May meeting is sponsored by Worldwide Marriage Encounter and Faust Greenhouse. That's Thursday, May 19th at San Camillo Retirement Community beginning at 7:30 a.m. The location is 10200 West Blue Mound Road in Milwaukee. For more information and to RSVP, go to RelevantRadioMilwaukee.com. Click on the link to the Relevant Radio Business Association homepage.
Every saint has a past. And every sinner has a future.
You were there tonight, Lord. Please be with me now.
Don't miss the free showing of There Be Dragons at the Marcus Theater in Menominee Falls, Thursday, May 5th at 7 p.m.
It's a story that will inspire you to greatness.
To register for tickets, go to RelevantRadio.com, keyword dragon. Tickets are limited, so don't delay. RelevantRadio.com, keyword dragon.
Nothing is final, Jose Maria, not even death.
Now that's good Catholic entertainment.
New heart, new spirit on Relevant Radio. Once again, Father Don Hyatt.
Welcome back. You're listening to New Heart, New Spirit, your connection to life at St. Francis de Sales Seminary here in Milwaukee. I'm Father Don Hyatt, the rector, and joining me today is Bob Dolan, who is a well-known name in Milwaukee broadcasting and is the beloved brother of Archbishop Dolan. We've been talking about some of his new projects, two projects that he's completed at the North American College in Rome, looking at the lives of seminarians there. Bringing that a little closer to home, Bob, you're working on another exciting project that's of very local and intense interest, and that is the ordination of Christopher Klusman.
One of your men.
Month, mm-hmm. One of our men. He will be the first deaf priest ordained for the Archdiocese of Milwaukee, and one of only about six completely deaf priests in the country. So tell us about this project.
This could be, and we haven't started taping yet, but this could be the most moving documentary that I'll do. And you know Chris far better than I do, but I remember, though, the first time I saw and heard and met Chris, I believe it was 2 years ago at your seminary dinner.
2 years ago at the dinner, he spoke.
Yes, and he spoke, and I was the MC, and, you know, I'm just reading the bio like I do everyone else, and I'd never heard of Chris. I did not know he was deaf until I read the bio. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking to myself, candidly, I'm thinking, well, how's this going to go? And Chris got up and for about 5 minutes talked about his discernment and his eagerness to be a priest, mm-hmm. and his love of God. And there was not a dry eye in the house. And I'm thinking, somebody's got to tell this story, because this is a remarkable story that this young man has known from the time he could walk that he wanted to be a mm-hmm. priest. And he overcame a lot of hurdles.
Tremendous.
And I'm
optimism.
Sure a lot of people that said, you know, you probably shouldn't do this. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a tough life. And he's doing it anyway. And we're just a matter of weeks away from his ordination. And he is one of the most remarkable young men I've ever met. So I'm privileged to be able to tell his story over the next couple of months. This it'll be on the air probably late summer. We haven't mm-hmm. set the air date yet. But this story is remarkable, and he's a remarkable young man, and anyone who comes in contact with him walks away with a great feeling.
He is a remarkable asset to the Archdiocese,
yeah.
both for the deaf Catholic community as well as everybody else. He's amazingly adept at reading lips, mm-hmm. so he'll do well with the hearing community, but the deaf community has really rallied around him and see him as, you know, their great hope for the future, I think.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember, Father, the first time you met Chris?
Yeah, I met Chris. Christopher and I came here at the same time.
You did.
All
right.
Fall of 2005. He came in as a pre-theology student. He needed a year of philosophy. And I just come here dragged by your brother to become the dean of formation here at the seminary.
He's so good at dragging people.
But there's no point to obedience if,
yes,
if
yeah,
you don't submit.
That's true.
Right? But it's been a joyous 6 years. But we came in at the same time, and like you, I thought, how is this going to work?
Yeah.
But when you meet him, Christopher makes it work, and he makes it look joyful and easy, and it can't be easy
no.
most of the time.
You said the key word, joyful.
Yes.
I've not been around him nearly as much as you have, but every time I'm with him, he's full of joy.
He's always smiling.
Yes. Yeah. And he's got this look on his face, and I've been lucky enough to see him at times up on the altar since he's become mm-hmm. a deacon. He's always got this look of amazement on his face, as if, yeah. I can't believe I'm up here. I can't yeah. believe I get to do this for the rest of my life.
Yeah,
and it's
it.
So reassuring.
Right. And he'll have that for the rest of his life.
Yes.
I think.
Yeah. And I think that's part of the story.
Yes.
Not the fact that he's deaf, the fact that he just cannot wait to be a priest.
Mm-hmm. So you're covering his ordination, you'll be interviewing some seminarians, you're going to his parents' house.
Yes. Mm-hmm. As you know, families are always important with a vocation. So mom and dad and sister and two brothers will be a big part of this documentary. Also, you mentioned earlier that I believe, what, five or six of the current deaf priests around the country—
I think
and
all
we only
of them,
have what do we have? Six?
I think there's six altogether, and five of them will be here.
Isn't
for
that great?
Christopher's ordination.
It's a great
fantastic.
Tribute to him. It's
right.
a great tribute to the deaf community.
Yeah, great.
So
solidarity.
They'll be here. So they'll certainly be part of the
right.
program.
So it'll be airing this fall and
sometime,
summer on
yeah,
Channel
sometime
12.
Late
right?
summer, early fall,
okay.
Channel 12. It will be offered to EWTN. They never give you a guarantee mm-hmm. before they see a show. They're certainly interested right now, mm-hmm. and the fact that I've done shows with them in the past is also a plus. Mm-hmm. But I can't speak for them now, but I have a good feeling it will also get nationwide broadcast.
I'm sure when they see it, it'll sell itself. I mean, they'll want
yeah.
to pick it up.
Oh, You can't help but be moved.
You can't help
but
be moved.
No, really,
That's really
and not
true.
Just for the deaf community. I'm talking every Catholic.
Yeah, it's a great vocational story.
Yes, it is. Yes.
You know, somebody and responding to Christ.
I'll ask you. I mean, this is not just about Chris, as great as his story is. Mm-hmm. I think there's a deeper thing here. I think it's more about that we're all called by God. God calls all of us to do something, mm-hmm. whether it be a priest or a faithful marriage or lay diaconate or, you know, anything. It's up to us to hear him. Mm-hmm. And you look at Chris, and Chris heard God. Chris heard God's call. And I think that's the lesson for all of us in this documentary, that we're all called.
And there's so much background noise in our culture, it's easy not to hear that tiny voice of God speaking to our heart.
Sure, right? Yeah.
Yeah, it's an amazing story. And I've been with him for 6 years, and I just grow in my admiration for him. And I'm so excited for him and his classmates as they venture out into priesthood.
What's ordination time like? I mean, we're just weeks away now for you.
Just
and for the
3 other,
weeks. I mean, what's it? Is it hectic? Is it prayerful? Is it
for them?
What's it like?
That's a great question. They go on a 5-day retreat as a intense spiritual preparation for ordination, and then after that, it's pretty much planning a wedding without a bride. You know, so it's up to them to pull their first mass together. Usually, there's a dinner. It's a lot of activity, and each one of them does it a little differently. Each first mass is so reflective of that person.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So even though it's mass is the same, each one is just a little distinctive as a reflection of his personality.
They select the readings?
It's the regular Sunday readings.
It's just the regular Sunday readings, okay.
So they're right in line with, you know, where the rest of the church is at.
Right.
But it's formally called a Mass of Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Thanksgiving for their vocation and priesthood.
But the newly ordained would not give the homily at the Mass of Thanksgiving.
Usually not.
They invite someone.
Mm-hmm. Usually the tradition is they invite a priest they admire or help them or doesn't preach too long to
good.
Get up and give the homily.
Yeah.
So that's great. But we thank you, Bob, for joining us today, and God bless your projects. I know more great projects will be coming out of your mind and heart and camera as we move forward. But just to capture what's going on in the church right now, what's going on in the seminary and the priesthood is a tremendous inspiration to all of us. Just a couple of news updates. As you heard on previous programs, we're organizing a new group for women here at the seminary. It's called the Deschantel Society, named for St. Jane Frances de Chantel, and it'll gather for the first time next week. St. Frances de Sales and St. Jane were dear friends who worked together 500 years ago to carry out God's work. And their bond was a Jesus-centered, affectionate friendship that propelled the church forward at a time of great difficulty. Purpose of the Deschantel Society is for you to deepen your own friendship with Jesus, to grow spiritually and foster vocations to the priesthood, and to promote knowledge and support of St. Frances de Sales Seminary. The Society is a group of women who are passionate about supporting the Catholic Church, raising their children and grandchildren in the faith, and supporting vocations within their families, the church, and their community. I hope you'll join us. Choose the date that's best for you. Either Wednesday, May 4th at 7 p.m., we'll have a meditation and benediction, followed by an informal reception and an overview of the Society. Or the next morning, Thursday, May 5th, with a 9 a.m. Mass, followed by informal coffee and discussing what the Society is. RSVP is not required, but if you know you are coming, you may email me at newheartnewspirit@sfs.edu. Also, for more information, visit www.sfs.edu/deschantel. Deacon Christopher is one of 5 seminarians who will be ordained to the priesthood this year. So again, please pray for Kevin Barnico, Javier Guatiba, Hugo Londoño, Kevin McManaman, and Christopher Klusman as they prepare for their ordination Saturday, May 21st at 10:30 a.m., ordained by Archbishop Jerome Listecki at our Cathedral of St. John the Evangelist. We thank you for joining us today. Please tune in 2 weeks from now for another edition of New Heart, New Spirit. God bless you and thank you for your support.
This Week in the Archdiocese of Milwaukee is brought to you by American Landscape.
To contact Father Hying, log on to relevantradiomilwaukee.com, keyword seminary. And be sure to join us next time for This Week in the Archdiocese of Milwaukee. featuring new heart, new spirit, on Relevant Radio, 100.1 FM.